Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there anything to talk about today? Anything? Cody Rhodes, if he was here, would say, Washington, D.C. What do you want to talk about? I'm going to ask that question to you and get you guys aboard on the radio show early and often today at 301-230-0980 because there is a buffet, a veritable buffet of items on the menu that have been added and keep changing and evolving and have developed over the last couple of hours. It's why when people in your life say, oh, well, they only work 3 hours a day on the radio. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Whatever. And it's when you plan out a show and you think, oh, I need something to talk about. Or I'm going to talk about this or I'm going to talk about that. And then the Commanders make 6 roster moves. Pine nut trees are getting in the way of the new RFK. And the quarterback ain't practicing as we expected. All happen within a couple of hours. It's just incredible. Just incredible. Now, the good part is we don't have to talk about Jaden Daniels all day today. He ain't practicing. He's apparently not going to practice tomorrow, apparently. He's not playing. Dan Quinn, everything he tells you, not that he never mistruths or covers anything up, but every single thing he says and logic and common sense says, screams, caution. We're going to be cautious. This is not, let me repeat, for all of you that have lit me up on Twitter, this is not the same injury as last year. You cannot compare their awkward, clumsy wording last year to this year. You cannot do it. Please. You got to know better. It's not the same injury. I have strongly felt, once we found out at about 2:30 on this show Monday afternoon, that Jaden Daniels had a sprained knee, as one report put it, unlikely to play, but would be evaluated. Then Dan Quinn talked, wouldn't confirm that he had a sprained knee, even though he was directly asked. Things that I've heard behind the scenes from people that I've talked to, I've never felt like he was going to play this week. And I certainly, sure as you know what, don't feel like he's going to play this week now. Now, again, maybe I'll be surprised. And I'm just telling you, it will be to my chagrin. I don't want him to play. That's right. At 105 and 20 seconds, I'm going to go on record, and Chicken Parm Lou, Lou DiPietro, who does a great job, can cut this up, put this on an audiogram, put this on Instagram, put it on any gram he wants, a graham cracker. Chris Russell says, unequivocally, I do not want Jaden Daniels to play against the Las Vegas Raiders. There is absolutely no need. Need being the key component. Not desire, that's different. Need is the key component. So Chicken Parm Lou, go and carve that up. Love you, baby. That's for you, and that's for you in the audience. Like, we can sit here and play tiddlywinks all week. Say, is he going to play? 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 Again, none of you, if you care about the kid long term, more than just your stupid fantasy roster, or a prop bet, or statistics, or your own selfishness, none of you should be rooting for him to play on Sunday. None of you. As we have said from word one, I can't guarantee you that he's not going to get hurt again next week if he plays. Or 2 weeks from now when he plays. Or even this Sunday. And there is no doctor that can either. None. Zero. Not one. Not one walking planet Earth. But the one thing that nobody else will tell you besides me is that if he plays next Sunday versus this Sunday, or two Sundays from now versus this Sunday, he has an infinitely, I think that's the right word, greater chance to absorb whatever punishment he has to absorb if you allow healing to take place, and possibly whatever swelling or soreness or small tear or whatever. Whatever the injury actually is, because the Commanders refuse to actually give details again, which that is their right. Oh, but I'm sure they're going and screaming at Tom Brady. Hey, Tom, look, we're going to throw a bomb on first down and 20. After Laremy Tunsil takes another false start. Here, Tom. We know you're playing the Raiders. We're playing the Raiders. Here, Tommy. Here's our game plan. Oh, God, enough of that. Makes me want to throw up. Makes me absolutely sick. Here, Tom. Tommy. Let's give us all your secrets. Well, again, I don't know how I got on that tangent. I don't remember. It felt good at the time. The bottom line is the Commanders like to keep secrets. That's how I got on it. The Commanders don't like to reveal things unless they absolutely have to. They ain't revealing a thing about Jaden Daniels' knee injury. We don't know if it's MCL, PCL, LOL. We have no idea. We have no idea. We don't know if it's a deep bone bruise. We have no clue. But whatever it is obviously significant enough that he had to undergo an MRI that someone, don't know who, I have my suspicions, leaked to Schefter and Rappaport and Garofalo on Monday afternoon. Hey, man, this, he had an MRI, which, you know, granted, first reported on Friday. Somehow everybody slept on it all weekend, thought it was no big deal. I came out Monday at 1 o'clock and said, it's a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. My worry of concern, now it's an 8. And it's still an 8. People got mad at me because, oh, you're a glasses half empty guy. No. I'm glasses three quarters empty. The franchise's knee is at stake here. The franchise's future is at stake here. He better damn well not play on Sunday. Marcus Mariota is fine. Marcus Mariota is not Jaden Daniels. He doesn't need to be. You know what has to happen? Everybody has to play like they give a bleep. instead of what we saw during the preseason, which was everybody still on vacation and going through the motions. That's what we need. How about a turnover? How about a takeaway? Can we do something like that? Maybe. Again, Jaden Daniels should not play. Will he play? I have no idea. I hope he doesn't. Again, common sense has me actively rooting for the starting quarterback, the franchise quarterback, not to play. That's what using common sense does for you. It sometimes puts you in a bind that you don't want to be in, a reality that you don't want to face. And you guys that have your surgically attached pom-poms to either your wrists or your butt cheeks can sit here and tell me, oh, you're just a fool, you're a blabbermouth, you're so negative, you're so hateful, you hate the burgundy and gold, you grew up a Giants fan, blah, 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 blah. Go kick all the rocks. I'm trying to protect your franchise. I'm not trying to win a football game by surviving by the thinnest of margins on Sunday. I built a team, supposedly. Supposedly, I built a pretty good team. It's time for that pretty good team, even with a great deal of injuries, to put its best foot forward and to actually play like it's capable of. Like the expectations were against an offense that, quite honestly, while it doesn't lack big name weapons, it lacks big playability right now, if you've watched the Raiders through the first two games. But they can crease you. They can hurt you. But it is time for the other 52. Or as Dan Quinn likes to say, they've got a 70-man roster. Great. The other 69. To step up. To man up. To onion up. And to carry the load. It is time. It is time to allow the franchise to heal. To get as close to being right as you possibly and humanely can. It is not time to sacrifice your season and his future in week 3. And again, you don't have to like that. That is the God's honest truth. You don't have to appreciate that coming from me. It's the God's honest truth. And damn it, somebody needs to tell you that. So while we can play this song and a dance and hem and haw and keep this alive and that alive and hope alive to gamesmanship and so Pete Carroll doesn't figure it out, I'm here to tell you the God's honest truth. Jaden Daniels shouldn't play and will not play. But more importantly, that he should not play. Should not play is more important than whether he actually will or won't. Should not play. Remember that. Should not play. Now, that being said, get that out of the way. Jaden Daniels not going to practice today. The Commanders have brought back Preston Smith. They have put Jonathan Jones on IR with all the other injuries. Kind of forgot about that one, quite honestly. Hamstring for the veteran corner. Now, listen, he's not a starter, but he's a key reserve. I don't think this is a major issue unless Marshawn Lattimore, Mikey Sanristil, or Trey Amos go down. And even then, you have no Igbinoghene. But it is an issue. they can overcome it because they have better depth back there and better talent. But it is a potentially significant injury if something over the next 4 or 5 weeks happens to one of those guys. And we all know how injury-filled Marshon Lattimore's last few years have been. So we will see. As far as Preston Smith back, listen, he's not the body exact type that Dietrich Wise. He's not the leader. He's not the captain, unofficial captain, respected voice that Dietrich Wise is. But his frame, while smaller than Dietrich Wise, does allow him to fit that position and to help them contain and seal the edge. And I don't know if he plays this Sunday. Doubtful. Probably not, because he wasn't in a camp all summer, unless I missed something. But there you have that. I think it's a fine move. I think it would have been better served by signing Za'Darius Smith over the offseason. They chose to do something else. We'll see if they're right. The other thing that I wanted to address real quickly here, and then we'll take a quick timeout, and then we'll come back and talk about it all with you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. And that is this, and you may have heard Eric Flack from WUSA 9 TV on with Coach Sheehan. I heard it as I was getting to the building. The Commanders have issued to the D.C. Council a letter with quote-unquote deep concern regarding last-minute new demands, end quote. The team, quote, presented with a list of unworkable and impractical new last-minute demands by council members, which we simply cannot agree to as it jeopardizes the deal, end quote. What's in the way? We'll explain next and get your feedback, get your thoughts on a delay at RFK, maybe more. On Preston Smith coming back. And if you agree with me that we should stop playing tiddlywinks here, we should stop the charade and just rule out Jaden Daniels for his own safety, for his own future, for the future of the franchise. Let's not be dumb. Let's use common sense. Sometimes common sense and confronting common sense is not fun. It's called being an adult and doing the right thing. And that's exactly what the Commanders should do. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Your calls and reaction to that and more on RFK in peril, in doubt, as we sit here on a day that was supposed to be a formality. And now it's not. On the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the latest from Eric Flack of WUSA 9 just about a half an hour ago. And again, he was on with Coach Sheehan in the 12 o'clock hour, if you want to hear that. I think this update was after that, but it may have been just before. I'm not sure. But the time would indicate to me that it was after. I only heard a couple of minutes of the interview because I had to get in the parking garage, hopefully to not get my car stolen. D.C. County, D.C. Council Chair Phil Mendelson is currently behind closed doors meeting with members of the Washington Commanders about the 11th hour amendments being asked by members regarding penalties for not meeting housing timelines and environmental concerns over new stadium. So as we watch the old RFK getting ripped away, members of the D.C. Council, other groups like apparently one called Sierra Club, which I don't know anything about, and others are trying to rip away not only the new RFK and the old RFK, but rip out your heart. In case you have no idea what I'm talking about, some of the objections, some of the new issues revolve around the affordable housing component of the project and deadlines and fines and what have you. We're not going to get heavy into minutia because that's a lot of political bullcrap, but some of it has to do with that. The other part, as Flack noted, at Eric Flack TV, Eric with a C, the other part of the 11th hour amendments, as he's calling them, that jeopardizes the new RFK deal is Sierra Club DC's concerns over dozens of heritage trees lining the RFK site. The Sierra Club says the team wants cut down for the stadium. The group is also demanding the stadium be zero waste with reusable cups and low fossil fuel emissions. Listen, all of that sounds great. I'm all for being environmentally friendly. I recycle all the time. I'm big into that. I think they'll get that straightened out. I have no idea about trees. And I'd be the last person to tell you that I care about that. I don't. I'm sorry. I'm sure they serve a purpose. But like, if a few trees have to get knocked down, or even a few hundred trees have to get knocked down, that's the cost of doing business, man. We either want an eyesore, or essentially what at this point will be an empty parcel of land in a year or so, maybe less, or, and keep the trees, or we want the trees cut down so that we can get a spectacle of a new stadium, a crown jewel of one of the most important cities in America, if not arguably the most important city. That's the decision. And as far as affordable housing, all for it. Don't know exactly how that's going to get metered out. Don't know exactly. I mean, I heard, a $14 million fine. I'm not sure exactly what the deal is with that. Me personally, I don't care who pays it. Somebody got to pay it. Somebody's got to pay it. Whether that's D.C., whether that's the federal government because they still own technically the land, whether that's the Commanders, I ain't losing any sleep over it, people. Get the deal done. I would imagine Mark Klaus and a team of lawyers are meeting right now, as Eric Flack indicated, with Mendelson and other members of the board or the council. I mean, he didn't name Mark Klaus, but he's the team president. There are the director of real estate. I forgot the guy's name. I doubt Josh Harris is there, but Josh Harris can be there by proxy or by video or whatever. My guess is they get this taken care of today and we can move on and they can have a final vote. But even when there's a final vote, as we know, there is always the chance of a wrench being thrown into the pile, into the equation, just like there is today and just like there is now. And I wasn't even thinking this necessarily because we've already had one vote. And I don't know how, and again, maybe this is my lack of knowledge of politics, how you can have one vote on the stadium deal, approve it, why you needed a second vote. The second vote, some of the terms had changed. We talked about that because they added that council member that was doing all sorts of weird things and got back in after the first vote and this, that, and the other thing. Again, far beyond my area of expertise. But it changed the percentages. It changed the needed votes. Talked about this before the first vote. But I don't know how you can have a first vote, then need a second vote, then have a second vote with material changes to the contract and to the bill that you're voting on. That I do not get. If somebody can explain that to me that knows more about politics, I'm all ears, J.P. Finley style. But I don't know that. I don't know why you have to have a second vote. I don't know why you have a second vote with material changes. Makes no sense to me. But a lot of things in politics, make very little sense to me. Very little sense, if any at all. But that's me. So here we are at 1:30 on Wednesday afternoon, September the 17th. Today was supposed to be a crowning achievement to the new crown jewel of the District of Columbia in a couple of years. And instead, we're embroiled in another political battle. And even if this gets solved, which I think it probably will, I mean, the Commanders are making all sorts of threats and jeopardizing the deal and this, that, and the other thing. Okay, that's all leverage. I think that's all PR. Even if it gets solved, do you have any level of confidence that the guy that currently lives at 1600 Pennsylvania ain't going to get involved again? I don't. You have any level of confidence that there's not going to be another problem of significance? Again, I tell you all the time, the Carolina Panthers thought they had a crown jewel NFL facility being built in South Carolina, in Rock Hill, South Carolina, a couple of years ago. It was more than 50% built. They ran into all sorts of logistical problems, financial problems. Owner's got more money than he knows what to do with. Tore it down. It used to be you were safe once you put the shovel in the dirt. No more. Until that place is open, it's in jeopardy. You may not want to hear that, but it's in jeopardy. That's the truth. We speak the truth as much as we possibly can on this show. 301-230-0980. Your call's coming up in just a flash right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio. Tune in case you missed any of the first half hour of the show. A little fiery. Check out the podcast after the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, including the always free Odyssey app. Every show, every day, every hour, every segment, AMAC all over it. And here's a trending alert, and then your calls. All right, a bunch of NFL news. As we mentioned, Jaden Daniels not practicing today for the Commanders. Likely not to practice, if he does at all, until Friday. The Commanders did officially bring back Preston Smith. 2015 second-round pick, edge defender, was with Pittsburgh and Green Bay last year and without a team over the offseason. Meanwhile, the Packers dealing with Jade Reed, who broke his clavicle early in the blow in the win over the Commanders on Thursday night. But he also has a Jones fracture in his left foot. And he said he underwent successful foot and clavicle surgery on Instagram. His timeline, not exactly known, but he is expected to miss at least half the season. Meanwhile, the Jets have ruled out Justin Fields as their starting quarterback on Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who come in at 2-0. Instead, they will turn to Tyrod Taylor as Fields is dealing with a concussion. That's the NFL news for you. Meanwhile, baseball, the Nationals try and avoid the sweep this afternoon at 4:05, pending the rain at Nationals Park against the Atlanta Braves, who have won the first three games of the series. The Nats now 62-90. Again, 4:05 first pitch scheduled on 106.7 The Fan. And that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 24 minutes until the top of the hour on a rainy Wednesday in the nation's capital. Good to have you with us. 301-230-0980. We're going to get right out to the phones. So you know what we're talking about. Jaden Daniels has not been ruled out to play. He has been ruled out of practice today. Supposedly not going to practice at least until Friday. Still listed as day-to-day. Still don't have many more details from Dan Quinn. Not surprising. They're going to do everything they can. Again, he should not play under any circumstances, period. There is no doctor that's going to be able to tell you he is at no further risk and actually not be a quack. Okay? Sorry. If you hear something other than that, you're hearing what you want to hear. I cannot imagine that they would be that risky. That they would be that risky over one game. Maybe more, but one game for certain. It's not worth it, period. That being said, the bigger story somehow today is the RFK deal in jeopardy. We've told you about Sierra Club and trees and reusable cups. Great. We'll hear more from them in a sec. Maybe more than a sec. Attaboy. Attaboy, AMAC. I just sent it to you. Attaboy. I'm going to turn that around.
Yeah, we just play it off Twitter.
All right. Here's, I don't know his name. I don't have his name, but a representative of Sierra Club, because I'm looking at the video, and he's wearing a Sierra Club shirt talking to Eric Flack, who tweeted about this, again, at Eric Flack TV. I want to make sure we give proper credit to our guy about the potential 11th hour amendment. So here's a representative from Sierra Club to Eric Flack TV, or Eric Flack of WUSA 9 TV.
Saying, are we going to throw away a $3.7 billion stadium deal over trees and reusable?
Looking forward to working with the Commanders. They can lead on this if they want. You know, right now they seem hesitant. I'd love to change their minds in the next couple of years.
Basically, my understanding is, if I understood that correctly in the way it's been worded, and even the way that representative of Sierra Club explained it, is they're not necessarily fighting to save the trees. They're essentially fighting to see who pays to cut down the trees. I mean, if you're Josh Harris and you're investing $2.8 billion into this, and this is, as he said, your spiritual home, the hell's another couple of million dollars? I mean, it's a couple of beers this Sunday. All right, maybe more than a couple, but at like $20 a pop, it's not that many. Get it done. I mean, I don't look at the Sierra Club thing as being like that much of an impediment. The affordable housing deadline, fines, whatever, that might be an issue. I don't look at retractable cups. not retract, reusable cups as being a major impediment. This is going to go through. It seems like a lot of songs and dances here at the 11th hour to get this done. What I would say is this. I think that because the DC Council and Phil Mendelson allowed this to be added or material changes to be made, I think the greatest jeopardy here is an unraveling of the relationship of trust, if you will, between the DC Council, the commanders, and Mayor Bowser. I think that's the bigger issue. I could be wrong on that. I'm not an expert. I don't claim to be. But I think that's the bigger issue. I think these things will get ironed out and hammered out, and that the commanders are threatening to walk away. Again, their words. We simply cannot agree to it as it jeopardizes the deal. There's no other way to interpret that as, if you don't work with us, if you don't satisfy us, we're going to walk away. And we're going to give all this money to Prince George's County, Maryland. Now, again, I believe strongly that that's posturing, leverage, negotiation. But it is what it is. You can't interpret that any other way. But again, I think all of this stuff seems reasonable as much as I can determine, and they will get it solved. But the long-term impact is, and could be, a very icy, frosty relationship with the DC City Council when it seemed like everybody was shaking hands and kissing babies. I don't know. Your reaction. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Plus, Jaden Daniels and Preston Smith is back. Let's go to line two to get us started on the phones. Dale in Hyattsville. What up, Dale? What's shaking?
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
How you doing, man? What's going on?
I pretty well, but not too bad. I wholeheartedly agree with this. Anytime you sit up there and you say that he won't be able to play until Friday, it's much worse than what it is. I mean, you're not hiding anything. You know, he's not, I don't know what's going on with that ankle, whatever, but it's going to affect his mobility. And when they get on the field, all the teams on the other side are going to know this. The coaches are going to know that. Everything's going to know that. We had the rib injury last year, and all of a sudden he wasn't playing well in those games. We were saying like, oh, he's all right. His ribs are not that bad, blah, 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 blah. It really, who's to say that that might have affected his, some of the games that he played that didn't even play well. And that's the thing that really gets right. me is like, you're trying to get him ready for Sunday when he might not be ready to go on Sunday.
Well, not only that, Dale, just let me jump in for 1 second, right? Maybe they learned something by being uber aggressive last year. I didn't think they were cautious enough last year. Granted, okay, that's my opinion. He had the Hail Mary game. He played reasonably well in that game. They didn't cash in the red zone, but whatever. Okay, played well the next week, and then he ran into a buzzsaw of defenses. Got it. My point was, I didn't think he should have played in that Chicago game. I thought they should have been more cautious. Yeah. They obviously felt otherwise. Okay, I'll live with that. Their decision. But here, a knee is very, 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 very different than a broken, fractured, or torn rib cartilage. Very different. Very different.
Yeah.
And by that logic, they should be more concerned. Maybe they learned, hey, man, we were too over-aggressive last year. Maybe they learned.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, hopefully.
We'll see.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you.
No problem.
Let you run on that. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Stevie Ray in Baltimore.
On to wait for it to charge enough to turn it on. Hello there, buddy.
Hi, Stevie Ray. How are you? Sorry to interrupt your life.
Sorry, and sorry to talk about my life while I'm talking.
Yeah,
I'm on the,
that's all right. What were you handling? Were you making a lunch order or what?
Oh, I got two grandchildren that live with us, and it's a constant battle as to trying to keep them happy and satisfied. Oh, and
how old are they?
Five and six, going on one and two. So,
well, you know, listen,
they are a handful.
They are precarious, but or precocious, I think is the right word.
That's a good word.
However, I would say this: five and six, you know, try and enjoy it as long as you can. I know it might be frustrating at times, and I know you might want to pull your hair out, and you might have sweet potatoes in the baby chair. But you know, the bottom line is. You know, like if you have the opportunity to be a grandparent, that's one of life's wonderful pleasures. So enjoy it.
Are you a grandparent?
Not yet. No.
Oh, okay.
Thank goodness. Okay. Thank goodness.
I guess.
Thank goodness.
Okay. Listen, you kind of quelled most of what I was going to give you a hard time about by re-going back into what you were saying. I was a little shocked. That you had never heard of the Sierra Club. So that was one that I was like, huh? You never heard of them?
Had, maybe I have, and I don't recognize the name. I know Sierra Mist. I don't know the Sierra Club.
The Sierra Club's been around probably since, I think if I was looking it up, maybe the early 1800s. I mean, the late 1800s. They were started by a guy out there who was trying to save California from development and things like that. So that's where they come from. This is their modus operandi. They find causes like this, and then they stick their noses in it, and they cause problems. Now, the thing is that they're not incorrect in what they're saying. They don't want every tree cut down. They don't want bulldozers coming down and taking out every tree. And here's what you got to know, or here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the environmental impact of this project on not just Washington, D.C., but the entire Chesapeake watershed. The Anacostia River, which is right next to it, feeds into the Potomac, which feeds into the Chesapeake Bay. When you build a huge project like this, you run into a huge amount of problems with runoff going into that, which causes major amount of problems with what we have been working on for the past 60 years that I've lived in this area in trying to clean up the Chesapeake Bay. What they want to make sure of is that this project does not set them back on what we have been working on in the past. If you're going to build all these homes, the problem you come in with is that now you're building concrete and asphalt and parking lots and all that stuff, and one thing is trees and shrubs and that kind of stuff, plus wetland areas which you can build and have all the way down the Anacostia River to filter out those impurities and those things that go in there that mm-hmm. causes problems,
mm-hmm.
and that's the thing. Because
how do you know so much about this, Stevie Ray? I'm curious.
Well,
I'm asking.
Let's put it this way. I've lived on the Chesapeake Bay for 45 years.
Okay.
I used to live in Chesapeake Beach.
Gotcha.
Which, if you've never been there, I highly suggest going there. It's a wonderful place.
Yeah, when you look like me, you don't want to go near any beach.
Well, it's not a beach. Take a look at it. Google it. And then you'll
I'm just teasing.
Maybe it'll change your mind.
I was just
they've got a wonderful but and I've always had a soft spot in my heart for that beautiful piece of water. If you go across the Bay Bridge, you kind of know what I'm talking about. But the thing is that this is a huge project which has major environmental impact on our area, and not just us. That whatever comes out of us is going to go down past Virginia. It's going to be past Maryland, and it's going to feed out. Yeah. It also will come back up the Chesapeake Bay, and it can hit Delaware, Pennsylvania, and so on, all the way up the bay.
But what is the bottom line? What is the bottom line nutshell? They have environmental experts that have determined that this deal can go through, right?
and cross your T's. Make sure whatever they're asking for, give it to them. It can be done. It's been done before.
Okay. Sounds
whatever
good to me.
Whatever they're asking, give it to them.
Josh Harris can make it happen.
Down
yeah.
The pipe.
All right. Fine. Josh Harris can make it happen. Thank you, Stevie Ray. Appreciate it. That was a lot. I mean, Stevie Ray's sound very knowledgeable. I am not when it comes to environmental standards and all that stuff. I am not. Not even close. But there's generally nothing that money can't solve. And here's what I know. Josh Harris and the Commanders have plenty of money. Do they want to spend it? That's the question. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Preston Smith is going to wear number 52 for the Commandalorians. Presumably starting next week, but maybe he can get in there on Sunday. Who knows? On the Team 980, on your radio, and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Who is this? AMAC?
Doesn't matter.
Lil Nas B? Who is it?
Me and Brian have thoughts about you. That's all I'm going to say.
I wonder what those thoughts are. Are they about the environment? Are they about tree sewage? No, probably not. And people think I'm insane. And they're probably right. They are. At times, I am insane. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Double A here in Annapolis and get him back aboard so he can go back to his normal daily activities. What's up, Double A? How are you?
Well, I'd be great if politicians weren't poison, but that's just what they are. And this just goes to show that they had a vote, and then they come back a month later after meeting with their servants or whatever. These people lined up to kiss their ass, and I need this, and I need that, and you need to ask for this, and you need to ask for that. And I mean, it's no different than that lady in Virginia that look how much money the state of Virginia lost by not having the Caps and Wizards over in Potomac Yards or wherever it was supposed to be. And she bragged about it on social media, and it was over something minuscule. Like, look at what I did. Look at you. Look, I'm bragging about it, that I cost the state of Virginia all this money because I didn't get what I wanted. So it's disheartening. I hope they get it figured out, because that land will go to waste. But this is what politicians do. I can't use the analogy I want to use. I'll text you the analogy I was going to use. It's not appropriate for the airwaves.
Yes, but yes. It's family it's show. It's family it's, show.
Yeah, yes, it's just very. You don't do this at the last minute, and I didn't totally understand everything Stevie Ray was saying, but they've already had all these environmental people come in and survey this, that, and the other, throw all the curveballs in there, trees needing to be saved or whatever the case may be. This is a done deal. Stop asking for more at the end and just get the deal done and get the team back to home. Otherwise, you're going to lose billions, the city, not just football, but long term.
It makes all the sense in the world to me. Again, don't know how you can materially change the bill that's already been voted on. I don't know why they need a second vote to begin with.
Well, but again, this is what politicians do, yeah. Though. You just said, I don't know how they can change it, but this is what they do. They're manipulators. They're liars. They only care about their own personal gain and keeping their seat or whatever. Like, that whole board of people, they could have voted on this months ago. They let it go to the last minute. They blame Muriel Bowser. They blame Trump, and she blamed Trump, and it's back and forth or whatever. No, it's because they don't even work 8 hours a day. They live off the taxpayer's dime with all their comped meals and comp trips and whatever, and they're mostly just not good people that are useless in general. The affordable housing, yeah, right. What affordable housing? What, for the bare minimum of people?
Right.
For the bare, let's you, me, and Linus
well,
go down there.
Probably their idea of affordable housing is probably very different than anybody with common sense's idea of affordable housing.
Well, let's do this. You, me, Linus, and Max, we'll all combine our salaries and buy a bachelor pad, like that. We can like each rotate each weekend on the weekends using it, and put some big screen TVs in there. I guarantee you, it'd be like $8,000 a month or something stupid.
I just want to say,
Amex says he's, says he's got a yacht full of money off the Anacostia right now that he can contribute to the project.
No, I just want to say that in D.C. there is like a law that once you do build affordable housing, it has to be a certain percent of that housing has to be like set aside for lower income people. I think it's a great thing that DC does.
Yes.
So,
what is the threshold? I don't know the percentage,
but it is a set percentage. So if they do build affordable housing, there will be a percentage of it that has to be.
They did announce that when I was at the mayor's office for that big shindig in April. But I guess my point is everybody's definition of affordable.
No, it's for lower income. So the lower half of income of people in D.C. So I know friends who've been able to get houses in certain areas who make less than me and you, honestly, who, how did you get this house?
How do you know how much I make there, big guy?
Well, I imagine you make more than me.
The millions of the Russo bank account.
Yeah, but I just want to put that in there so we know that like there is a certain...
I gotcha. All right, AA, I got to run. I'm up against it. I appreciate you as always. I love the fire and the energy as always. Thank you. AMAC, I thought you told me you had that yacht station right off the Anacostia there in a dock.
Yeah, I'm in a jam. You know me on the weekends. Now that I have my 3-day weekends, I just love to gamble.
You don't have the 3-day weekends anymore, buddy.
Yeah.
You know who's got a 3-day weekend this weekend?
Is it you?
Me?
Oh, wow.
Actually, I got to work on Sunday, so really it's only a 2-day weekend.
You
got to
work.
I won't be here Friday. I'm celebrating my 52nd birthday.
Like a stage will.
301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.